Molly woke from her late afternoon nap and walked downstairs in the dark of a winter dusk. Though the lights were off meant Lucy was still at her desk in the guest bedroom that had become the home office during the pandemic. They were fortunate Lucy was able to continue working from home. Molly didn't work outside the home, and Lucy supported both of them. Molly's job was to support Lucy. She put her ear to the door and heard nothing. No late calls, she thought, and opened the door quietly. Lucy was at her desk, staring intently at her monitor. She startled when Molly put a hand on her shoulder, then reached across her body and took Molly's soft palm into her own. "Still working?" Molly asked. "No, just doom scrolling." "Everything okay? Was it a good day?" "It was an average day," Lucy replied. Going on 12 months of pandemic boredom and anxiety, and the seeming disconnect between the world's events and the stillness of their own lives left so many days just average. More sameness. "How about a back massage before dinner? Come upstairs," Molly offered to her girlfriend. Lucy turned and kissed Molly's fingers. "Sweet of you, but not tonight." "You don't want my TLC?" "Always, but I'm fine, really." She let go of Molly's hand and spun in her chair, putting on a smile that might have fooled other people into believing she was content, instead of just weary and resigned. "Well, what if I'm not fine?" Molly asked coquettishly. She folded her hands and placed them below her tummy, turning ever so slightly and cocking her leg, so she was twisting her toe back and forth into the carpet. "Are you not fine, sweetie?" Lucy asked, picking up on the game they had played many times. "Mm-hmm." She shook her head and pouted her lip. "What's wrong?" Lucy asked in a higher voice, as though asking a much younger person, trying to sound caring and reassuring and safe. Molly shook her head again. "You can tell me." She took Molly's hand and rolled forward in her chair just enough, looking up at her girlfriend. "I don't want to be a big girl." "You don't want to be a big girl?" Lucy asked in fake surprise. That humoring tone she used with her youngest nieces and nephews. That kids say the darnest thing tone of sweetness and patience. "Mm-hmm. But aren't you a big girl?" "Mm-mm." "Well, oh my goodness, then. We need to get you out of those big girl clothes." Keeping hold of Molly's delicate hand, Lucy led her back to their bedroom, turning on a lamp to cast a dull yellow glow. Two drawers in Molly's dresser were given over to when she didn't want to be an adult, when she didn't want to be a big girl. "How big are you tonight?" Lucy asked, as she pointed toward the drawer second from the bottom.
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh, I see now. You're just a itty-bitty girl then, aren't you?" Molly put the tip of her finger in her mouth, as though it was a nervous habit, and nodded. "Why don't you sit down on the floor for Mama while she gets your things ready?" Lucy went to the lowest drawer, thinking it was getting so much use, she ought to move its contents to the top of the dresser. Molly sat and laid back. She laid that carpet just a few months ago, and in a moment she would be topless, the fibers rubbing against the softness of her back. Her thumb found its way into her mouth, and her eyes rolled back as she anticipated being taken care of in the most intimate of ways. Knowing this was also the kind of care Lucy needed too, her need to care being seen too, because Molly offered herself up for a treatment she loved to receive, and Lucy loved to provide. Lucy turned and saw Molly sucking her thumb and tisked. "Tisk, tisk, tisk. Such a big baby. She can't even wait for her passy." She gently teased and knelt down next to Molly. "Open," she said, and Molly accepted the pacifier Lucy offered. "You really are just a big baby, spending the day in your jam jams."
"I'm not a big baby. I whittle," Molly lisped around her binky.
"Yes, you is. Did you get enough nap?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Then you must want to play," Lucy said, as she gathered the smaller woman's ankles and tilted her hips back, pulling the pajama pants off.
"No play. Snuggle."
"Ooh, you gonna be snuggle bug?" Molly smiled wide and nodded her head enthusiastically. No one she knew could snuggle her girlfriend and mama better than she could.
"And what is this I see?" Lucy asked. "Where are your undies? Did you forget again?"
"No."
"No?
You're just the silliest goose."
"I know goose."
"A silly girl." Lucy let Molly's legs down and teased her with her fingers, running them up her tummy and back down her thighs, lingering to massage and rub her clitty. "Do you want out tonight?"
"Mm-hmm."
"And you'll be my good sissy girl if I let your clitty out of its cage?"
"The bestest."
"Okay." Lucy had the key on her necklace, as she always did, and unlocked the soft silicone cage that kept her sissy from mischief and reminded her who she belonged to.
"Did I ever tell you how much I like your clitty?" she said as she teased and massaged it, grasped it gently and not so gently, and let it go again, watching it begin to grow. Her sissy girl was neither a grower nor a shower, and she loved that about her. It's just so cute, and even cuter when it gets, well, not hard exactly, she giggled. Molly arched her back and began to writhe. "But not yet. Sit up for me." Lucy helped Molly to sit up, and Molly raised her arms above her head, letting Lucy take her shirt off and leaving her naked from top to toes. She laid back again, and Lucy came to all fours, straddling the eager younger woman. "Such perfect breasts," Lucy remarked, as she placed a hand over each one, rubbing and kneading, massaging and pinching the pert nipples. "Someday you may even need those pretty bras we buy you." She sat back, each hand wandering in a swirl back down Molly's body. "Are you my baby girl?" Molly nodded. "Do baby girls wear pretty panties?" Molly shook her head. "Do they wear training pants?" Molly shook her head again, smiling behind her pacifier. "No, that's right. They wear diapies. And we got a diapy for you right here."
Lucy unfolded the girly pink diaper and took Molly by her ankles again, tilting her backward with one hand and spreading the diaper under her with the other, an often and well-practiced movement.
"But we got to queen the little girl," she said in a sing-song, baby-lipped voice. "We gotta clean her all up. Yes, we do. Yes, we do."
Still holding her ankles, she opened the tub of wipes and plucked one out, thoroughly wiping around Molly's clitty, giving it plenty of attention, and moving on to her crease and cheeks. Taking a clean wipe, she pressed it against her bottom.
"Now, my little Molly, moo moo," Lucy said. "Whose clitty did I just wipe?"
"Mama's."
"Good girl. And whose girl hole am I touching?"
She made a slow circle with her finger, pressing more firmly until she slipped inside with a wipe wrapped tight to her finger.
Mama's. Molly answered, eyes tight and doing all to not let herself grind against Lucy's probing, searching finger. Very good girl. Do you want to try using your clitty while it's out of its little house? Mm-hmm. No clitty. Girl hole. Oh, Lucy chuckled. You don't want to be a big girl at all tonight, do you? We can use your girl hole on one condition. And I think you know what it is, don't you? She nodded. Such a good girl. Because you're too good a girl to still need the enemas, aren't you? Those are for new sissies. You can just go in your huggies now, can't you? Her finger was still inside Molly's, making subtle, gentle movements as she found and played with her marble. Molly was close as Lucy withdrew her finger and held up the wipe to show Molly as her chest rose with deep breaths as the glow of the almost wore off. You gotta be cleaner than this inside if you want Mama to put her toys in you. You gotta make a good present for me? Yes, Mama. Molly sighed, suddenly sleepy again. Lucy hummed a lullaby while she poured baby oil into her palms and massaged it deep into Molly's diaper area and belly and breasts. I like a slippery sissy girl best, she said, as she cleaned her hands off. And since we got that sissy on the diaper, we gots to get the diaper on the sissy. She expertly taped her into the princess diaper and patted her front, pressing against her. Can you feel that, Molly Moo Moo? Because I can't even feel your clitty through all this diaper. Molly blushed and squirmed under her hand. But we gots to use the thickest diapies on baby Molly, don't we? 'Cause she's a pamper piddling princess, isn't she? Yes, you is. Yes, you is. Molly laughed behind her pacifier as Lucy used her fingernails to tickle the inside of Molly's thighs. She sighed and laid down on her side next to her girlfriend, leaning forward to give her a deep kiss. You really is my bestest girl. Do you know that? Molly nodded, not meaning to make her puppy dog eyes at Lucy, but she couldn't help it. She adored this woman who understood her, accepted her, wanted her, loved her just as she wanted to be understood, accepted, wanted, and loved. I think you're wearing all the clothes you get tonight. I want to see my bestest girl fill her pampers. I tell you. You tell me when you're ready? Mm-hmm. You know I'm still going to have to check, though, and I might just squish your bum. Molly blushed. Aw, does my bestest girl like having a squishy bum? Yes, she does. Like all the bestest ones do. I don't think you'll ever grow up. Don't want to. I know, my poor widow girl. But remember what we talked about. Lucy nodded. You're not a grown-up anymore. You're my bestest diaper girl, and always will be.